Blog Talk Radio.
Never give up.
I am Louis Hughes, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you on. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this word. I'm excited because today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And as we prepare our hearts, brothers and sisters, find a scripture that God has truly blessed you with. You know it was from him. And let's share. If it's one, if it's two, it's okay. Want whatever you got that day from that, or that moment, share it. Let someone else be blessed. Evangelist Ursula in California.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and praise you. We honor you. We glorify you in your presence, God. We just ask that you be in the study with us this morning, God. Show up and show out. Let your glory, hallelujah, reign over us this morning, God. As we send praises up, send your blessings down, God. Keep our heads under the opening of heaven in the name of Jesus. We call it on the portals of heaven to open up over us, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for perfect health and a sound mind. We bind all demonic powers and spirits that rises itself against the word of God. We exalt you this morning. We worship you. We honor you, God. We lift you up on high. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are our God and we are your people. We thank you for blessings and favor, for we are the head and not the tail. We blessed and not cursed. We walk under the obedience of your word, your precepts, your commandments in the name of Jesus. Line our will up with your word. Hallelujah. Line our thoughts, ideas, and decisions up based on your word, God. Bless us. Hallelujah, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, perfect health and a sound mind, we command in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah, the healing power of the blood, the healing power of the name of Jesus. We call on every promise that you blessed us with, God. We receive favor and wholeness and healing in the name of Jesus in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray for the fire of the Lord, hallelujah, to be in us, God. Rivers of flowing water in our belly, Holy Ghost. Live in us and dwell in us. We surrender every part of our being to you, God. Every thought, idea, and decision, hallelujah. Clean us up, oh God. Circumcise our heart. Cut away anything in us that ain't of you, God. We love you and praise you, hallelujah. We adore you, God. Now send a word through us, God, to someone else. Plant a seed from our lips in the name of Jesus. And then water it, God, hallelujah, so they grow, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the sick and the shut in, the homeless, the disabled, the mental health, the alcoholics and addicts, God, the hopeless, the helpless, and the homeless we lift up in prayer. We stand in the gap for those that don't have a clue, God. Let our prayer be a blessing in their lives in the name of Jesus. Bless and cover generational blessings and break generational sin. In Jesus' name, our children and grandchildren shall not be touched by past ancestral sin. Pull it out at the root. Burn it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, you was getting me worked up there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. Thank God for it. Just touch me. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning, I'm going to say, us in Christ Jesus. But he says, you, this is God's will that you give him thanks. Hallelujah. So who want to go first? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have a scripture, Isaiah 11:1-3. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. He shall not judge by the sight of his eye, nor decide by the hearing of his ear, but with righteousness he shall judge. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the Holy Ghost rest. Sit on us, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes. Do your job. Work on us.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You want to give us that scripture again? That Isaiah 11?
Yes.
And verse 2?
Yes. Okay. Isaiah. Well, let me find it. Isaiah 11. I don't even see it now.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counseling, might, the spirit of knowledge,
yes,
and of the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what we've been talking about, brother and sister, this week, about knowledge, adding knowledge to knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Let me tell you,
11:10, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, there it is.
Amen.
That verse, you said verse 9.
Yeah, that was 11, chapter 9, Isaiah 11:9.
Okay.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And we know that the waters definitely cover the sea.
Amen. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah.
That's right. And that's why it's so important, brothers and sisters, we add knowledge to knowledge. You have knowledge, add more knowledge to it. And the knowledge comes from what the Word of God say it is, not what man say it is. See, you have to acquire a bunch of truths. And I like to think you have to acquire a bunch of facts. And I like to say proven facts. I mean, if you just think about the Bible by itself, you realize how long the Bible has existed, how much scrutiny it have dealt with. Do you realize that every country on the face of the earth have somewhere tried to reject the Word of God, but guess what? It comes through. It shines through. So it has become a acceptable book as far as creation, as far as God. There is not another book on the face of the earth like the Bible, like the Word of God, because it's full of knowledge. It's full of information. It's full of understanding. Why? How else you gonna? Who gonna believe a Big Bang, and created all of this? A Big Bang. They just now start discovering other stars in the universe, not understanding there was light before it was the sun. Only the Bible tells us that. No one else can explain that but the Bible. So we can get a lot of knowledge. And when I saw that, I said, yeah, I had light before I had the sun. There was light. Yeah. And I'll show it to you in the scripture. But listen, brothers and sisters, knowledge is a body of truth. A collective body of truth. And that's what we've been talking about. You know, and the good thing is God wants us to have that truth, to have that truth living in him. So that's why we were talking about the kingdom of God. But let me back up for a moment and let you know, it's Thankful Thursday. So anyone else? Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Giving honor to Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, the evangelist. Thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Also, I just want to thank the Lord for all his many blessings. And Pastor has spoke about being patient a week or two ago. But let me tell you, you got to be patient. And I have been praying for God to send us an aid to help us with me, to give my son a break. And God be the glory. It took 4 years, maybe 5 years, before I got one, but I got one now. And she is a ball of light. She's very helpful, and she's Christian. I just love it. Thank you, Jesus, for your answers of prayer. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And she's Amen. Sitting here enjoying the word, let me tell you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. You know, that's the thing, brother, since we got to encourage one another, especially at a time like this. You know, everybody can encourage their team. Why we don't encourage one another? You know, I noticed when during the basketball tournament, they encouraging one another. They hold each other. Why can't Christians... And despite if you missed a shot or not, we still need to encourage one another. Hey, you'll get the next one. What's wrong with that? The Bible says we're to edify one another. I'm thankful for that. Yeah, we're not to find fault, but we're to edify. Yeah, build up one another. Stop trying to play God. And you know, I ask God to forgive me because this lady was talking about, well, I was going to let them stay in my house, but since they're not married, I said, whoa, 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 when did you become God? You got family members. You don't want to stay in your house because they're not married. God let them stay on his earth. God got to take care of that issue, not you. I said, build that person up. Maybe if you get in there and start sharing the word of God with them, maybe that'll change their way of looking at things. Or maybe even change your way of looking at things. You never know. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the word of God. Man, I want to get into the kingdom of God. Let me tell you what, brother, says. The kingdom of God, well, I'm going to just, ooh, Jesus, I can't wait till we get into this. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to add more knowledge to more knowledge. Anyone else? Just for the record, Pastor Bill is on here, and there's a couple others, but Pastor Bill did text me and let me know that it's windy wherever she at, and so I'll just put that out there. So if she gets a chance, I'm sure you know her. She's going to come forth, that's for sure. She's going to have no problem. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to ask, we'll just kind of pick up where we left off yesterday a little bit. Does someone like to have something to say? Brother and sister, the kingdom of God, according to Romans 14 and 16, we'll go there. Ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'd be so kind to read that. That's Romans 14 and 17.
Romans 14, what, Pastor?
17, verse 17.
14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. But he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by man. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's 17 and 18. For the kingdom of God is not meat. is not drink. See, when you see that word but, pay attention. Let your antenna go up because you want to hear this. When you hear but, forget about what you just heard. Now you now want to hear something now. But here's what it is. It's righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's what God's kingdom is. It's not a building. Be clear, brothers and sisters. Get the knowledge. It's not a building. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask her if she'll read Luke 17:20. Now, just to support this scripture here, we're going to read Luke 17:20. Oh, I'm building the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you what. When you get a true understanding of what the kingdom of God is, it's such a blessing.
Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them saying, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Amen?
Amen. So the kingdom of God is within you. Why are you trying to look outside of you? Why do you think the kingdom of God is a building or a system? The kingdom of God is within you. And the word kingdom there really means government. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's a government. It's what's controlling you. That's why in John, I think it was John 18:36, Jesus told him, said, now my kingdom, his kingdom, is not of this world. Y'all didn't hear that yet. Let me say it one more time. He said, my kingdom, I'll have her to read it. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Hallelujah. And I love the way the message of the Bible put it too. But you like to read that John 18:36-43.
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from there, from here. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Praise God. And from the Message Bible says, my kingdom, said Jesus, doesn't consist of what you see around you. If it did, my followers would fight so that I wouldn't be handed over to the Jews. But I'm not that kind of king, not the world's kind of king. Amen.
God, Christ, thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Evangelist. God's kingdom, his government, you cannot see it through the optical nerve. Stop trying to see it. And stop believing that God's kingdom is what your eyes tell you. That's not God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. See, this is knowledge. This is the information you need to support. Kingdom. First of all, his kingdom is not of this world. Not a worldly kingdom. See, so that shit down a whole lot of stuff. Over there in St. John 17, verses 6 through 9. I want you to read that. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, just right next door, verse 6 through 9.
What is the next two?
Now, the Gospel of St. John, the 17th chapter. 17th chapter, 6 through the 9th verse. Yes.
69.
Yes.
Oh, 69. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me from you, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. To the ninth verse?
Mm-hmm.
I pray them, I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, but they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world that I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ooh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. In the Message Bible, I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. They know now beyond the shadow of a doubt that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them. And they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me. For they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours, and yours mine. And my life is on display in them. For I'm no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is, I don't know, I just love the book, the Gospel of St. John. It just offers so much and so much revelation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Christ takes you out of the world way of doing things. He takes you out of the world system. That's what he does. And
mm-hmm.
he manifests himself to you. He and the Holy Spirit, he and the Father. They come together as a group, and they let you know through the Spirit, which is his word, that he's taking you away from the worldly things. And the worldly thing, and you got to understand that the worldly thing is not limited to sexuality. It's not limited to stealing. See, when he talks about the world, I continue to say this every time. Brother and sister, you have to get that knowledge about what the kingdom of God is, because it's not of this world. That's why he said, I'm not even praying for this world.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that, man, I had to step back.
He said,
I pray for them, and I pray not for the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He ain't praying for this corrupt world. He ain't praying for it. That's why the kingdom of God is within you. I'll tell you who you do pray for. You pray for those that want to receive Christ.
Yeah.
See, you can pray all you want to for this corrupt world. It ain't going to change it. Please believe that. If Christ
Amen.
Didn't pray for them, why do you need to pray for them? Pray for the things that you got some control with, see? That, that big prayer, honest prayer, a prayer that would give justification to the prayer. See?
Yeah.
That's what you
yeah.
pray for. You pray for things that, you know, just not out there praying. No, pray for those that you know that need to be led to the Lord. Pray for those that you know have received God. Paul was always praying for saints. Go back and read the books that Paul written. Every time he hear about somebody receiving Christ, boom, he go in prayer. Because you know why? The enemy was going to be after him. I dare you to let the world stuff go. You ain't seen hell yet. You start allowing that worldly stuff. I mean, everything worldly, worldly churches, worldly ideas. I was talking to the evangelist the other day. And y'all probably already know this. But really, take a look at what the churches do with the money. Are they really blessing God's people, or are they building more buildings and more cars and getting more hair done? See, I mean, gotta be real, you know. If it's for
mm-hmm.
God, give it to God.
Yeah.
And give Caesar
yeah.
what belongs to him. That's worldly stuff. But then give God your spirit, because he want to put his mm-hmm. kingdom within us. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And we get a chance. Christ is not of the world, people, but yet he can be seen of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he told God, he told his Holy Father, to keep us from the world. See, once you get converted, and I mean really get born again by the word of God, I was telling this sister yesterday, well, you know, and some people don't understand it, brother and sister, but I'm going to tell you, you have to rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
Well, you know, you need to not always talk about scripture. The devil is a lie. I'm always talking about the word of God. That's what I'm about.
Amen, amen.
How I'm going to talk about something without talking about the word of God? Well, you know, Jesus gave parables. I said, yeah, he gave parables to an unregenerated nation of people that had no clue about God, no idea about God.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what he
mm-hmm.
did? He gave them heavenly, he took something earthly to give them a demonstration of what was getting ready to happen heavenly. And that was the kingdom of God. Every parable, now I'm telling you, brother and sister, this is the gospel here. Every parable relates to the kingdom of God. It had to do with the
yeah.
flesh. It
all
had
right.
to do with the kingdom of God. But the only way, if you're not in the spirit, which, by the way, the Holy Ghost had not yet came. So spiritually, they were blind. They were
yeah.
ignorant to the things of God. And the same
mm-hmm.
way we were until the spirit awaken us and awaken our inner man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But until that day come, until that time come, people are just dead. I told you the other, because
mm-hmm.
yesterday, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, here's what happened. The Bible said they died. You know what that really means? They got separated from the stuff of God. They got died spiritually. That's what happened. They didn't like both die as we think death is. That ain't how that happened. They died
Amen.
Spiritually. They got separated from God. And
mm-hmm.
you stay that way until you get born again by the word of God. And you may have
Hallelujah.
A church history. You may have a lot of this, that, and the third. But until you truly get born by the word of God, which is the incorruptible seed, you won't get this stuff. It's going it just went over your head. Oh, I don't understand that preacher. You won't. Because it ain't for the world. It's for those people who love God and love his word.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what the scripture said? He has delivered us from the power of darkness.
Thanks
That's what
Lord.
He did. And he translated us into his kingdom. I read that.
Hallelujah.
So we're in God's kingdom, which is the Holy Spirit. Colossians 1:13, that's going to be my last scripture for the day. Unless then anybody else have anything else to say, I want you to say it. But in Colossians 1:13, tell me how that reads, Evangelist Ursula. Madam, are you shot that yet?
Colossians 1:15.
No, 1:13. But start at the 12th verse.
Amen. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us to the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Friend of Message Bible. God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the we were in, got rid of sins we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
Amen. So that's what you ought to thank God for. What you thanking him for? Because he made us equal to his Son Jesus. And that may just freak some folks out. He made us equal to Christ. How? By us being in Christ. He made us equal. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. When you're in Christ, you become partakers of the inheritance of the saints. You gotta get your inheritance. And that has nothing to do with no stinking money. Folks, Jesus, please. People always think, oh, inheritance had to do with money. It don't have to do with no money. Not inheritance. Not his inheritance. Had nothing to do with no money. No, sir. It all had to do with God's kingdom. You know why? Because he said we've been delivered from the power of darkness, and he translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. His kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. That's what his kingdom is. Can't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah.
Well, anyone else have anything else they want to comment on or share, you can do that now.
Praise God. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I have been enjoying what I have heard thus far, the blessings of the Lord. It's just truly a blessing to hear what God is doing in our lives. And I just thank God for that. Amen. So the scripture I like to share, let's see, can I pull it up here? 2 Peter 1-4. Let's see if it'll let me. And I'll be reading it from the Message Bible. 2 Peter 1 And it'll be 4 through 7. I believe that's one of our verses that we were sharing. Now we're getting switched. Okay, one second here.
Yeah, that's our foundational scripture. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 Peter 1. Okay. And I'm going to start with the third verse. And look like the Message Bible, take it all the way down to the 9th verse. And I'd just like to share this scripture from the Message Bible. And the title, it says, "Don't Put It Off." Amen. So I like that title. So it says, "Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with character, with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your life, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you. Obviously, that your old sinful life has been wiped off the book." Amen. And I like that scripture as I had read that because, you know, a lot of people are still bound by sin. But mm-hmm. if you're new in Christ, all that has been wiped away, the scripture says, is wiped off the book. And so now we are filled with good character. Like it says, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness. You think about all this. And then it says, generous in love. So when you're generous in that love, that God love, then you can accept your family members and friends who are not saved. You can accept that, you know, because a lot of times we're the only Bible that a lot of them will even see. So that's why we have to be careful how we carry ourselves as well and make sure that we fill with the fruit of the Spirit. And so this is just, to me, an extension of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So thank you for that. So you say our foundational scriptures. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I wanna truly thank all of y'all. And Lord, especially Evangelist Ursula, you know, it's still morning out there in California. I think it's like 9 something, whatever it is, when we come on and get up out your bed and then participate. I want to let her know we appreciate it. All the others that are making sacrifices to be on the broadcast, I thank you. I truly thank you. And I'm just giving thanks for you guys that God continue to fill you with his knowledge and his will. His will is his word, brothers and sisters. Don't allow people to talk the word out of you. See, because that's what Satan does. He's such a liar. He's always trying to get the word out of people. Oh, you don't need to talk about the word. Why not? Why we don't?
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
That's what we live by. That's what we have. That's my oxygen. If I don't have the word, I'm going to die. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm going to die. I'd rather have the word than have oxygen. Because the word made the oxygen.
Woo, that's right.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
That's right.
Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now we're going to get back on our subject. Oh, go ahead.
I'd like for us to keep Mr. Banks in prayer. That's my daughter's father-in-law. The doctor, you know, had gave him some not so good news, and so she asked us if we would keep him in prayer. Well, we know God is a healer, and he can do anything but fail. So that's Mr. Banks of Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we just ask that you keep him lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind up anything that's causing discomfort to brother that's in Wayne. What's his name,
Mr. Banks.
I just know Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks, okay. Father God, we thank you right now that you do hear and answer us. And
yes,
we want
Lord.
You, please, Father God, to visit the bedside of Brother Banks, Father God.
Yes,
may the doctors, Father God, diagnose the right case. We're not going to believe their report. We're going to believe what the Word of God say. And Father God, by his stripes, we're healed. So we just tell the Holy Ghost right now, we ask you to supersede everything that's been said. Go through all the reports that's been given. And let him know that Christ is a healer.
Yes.
And we got people here who testify that he's a healer. Father God, I'm going to go ahead and right now and thank you for his healing. For his whatever his situation, whatever he's doing, that the others may see that and know that you are a healer. And that you're the doctor that never lost a patient. And you're a lawyer that never lost a case. So I thank you for it. And we put ourselves in agreement with him and anyone else. We're going to agree according to the word of God. We do that right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'll keep you updated, Pastor and our everyone on the broadcast. I'll keep you updated. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the